Hey, this is Chris Marquardt, and here's your daily dose of photography. We're still talking direction. And today I want to talk about placement of subjects in the frame based on their direction of movement. Imagine you take a picture of a child riding a bicycle, and it's riding the bicycle from the left to the right. Where do you place it in the frame? Do you place it bang in the middle? Do you place it more towards the left coming into the frame? Or do you place it more towards the right leaving the frame? All those different placements will do something to how the viewer will feel about this picture. Now, let's turn this around. Let's have the bicycle come in from the right to the left. Again, where do you place it? Do you place it towards the right edge where it enters the frame? Or towards the left edge where it leaves the frame? And how does that make you feel? We established yesterday that motion from movement from the left to the right sort of kind of feels a bit more natural to us because of our Western writing direction. And that might as well be very different in other cultures. So having this move into the frame or move out of the frame, those will generate different levels of tension or different feelings of ease if you look at the picture. Give that a try. Just do a series of experiments with something that either moves or something that suggests motion. It doesn't have to be someone riding a bicycle or someone walking. It could be just the bicycle or it could be just a car, something that suggests motion in one direction. Give that a try. Play with it. That's your... Let's make this an assignment. That's your assignment for today. And we have a group up on Flickr where you can post that assignment. So it's the direction assignment. Make experiments, post pictures up there. And the group is at flickr.com/groups/DPTWC. Daily Photo Tips with Chris, DPTWC. I'm looking forward to seeing some of your results. My name is Chris Marquardt. This was Daily Photo Tips with Chris. You can find out more about me and the upcoming photo day and all other sorts of stuff at chrismarquardt.com. That's Chris, M-A-R-Q-U-A-R-D-T.com. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.